So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
And hello, welcome everybody. We are back with another episode of the 411, your WBDG news show. I am your host, Miles Sprong, joined here once again, just like every week, with Lorelei Smith and Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly.
Hello there, everyone.
Miles, I really enjoyed the intro, buddy. I love that. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
I'm just amazing like that. What can I say?
What up, Indianapolis? It's time for another episode of the 411. And Mr. Sprung, take it away, brother.
An MLB update?
Indeed, yeah. I forgot about that part. Oopsies. Almost rushed past that. Oof. That would have been bad for everyone. All right, so standings race right now. The Brewers and the Cubs are tied for first place, with the Brewers taking a slight edge in the NL Central. They have a 59% or they have a 58.8% or 58.8 winning percentage, and the Cubs have a 58.3% winning percentage. And then the Phillies are leading the NL East with the best record in baseball. At 25-11, with the Braves 3 games back. The Dodgers are in first place in the NL West, because of course they are, with the next best team being the Padres, who are 500, and they are 5.5 games back. In the American League, in the AL East, the Baltimore Orioles are number 1, with the Yankees 1 game behind. In the AL Central, the Cleveland Guardians are number 1, with the Minnesota Twins 2.5 games behind. And then in the AL West, the Texas Rangers are in first place with the Seattle Mariners half a game back, and the Oakland Athletics 3 games back. So what's supposed to be one of the worst teams in baseball by a long shot is actually not that terrible, you know? So that's really fun. And then we also have the players of the month this month, if I can find it. Players of the month this month were pretty good. Here we go. So the MLB ones, or so the AL Player of the Month is Gunnar Henderson of the Baltimore Orioles. The NL Player of the Month is Mookie Betts for the Dodgers. The AL Pitcher of the Month is Jose Barrios from Toronto. The NL Pitcher of the Month is Ranger Suarez from Philly. The AL Rookie of the Month is Colton Cowser from Baltimore. The NL Rookie of the Month is Shota Imanaga from the Cubs. Mason Miller, the Oakland closer who's been taking the MLB by storm recently, is the AL reliever of the month. Then Ryan Helsley of the St. Louis Cardinals is the NL reliever of the month. So that's going to do it for the MLB update. Yay. And now on to the news. So recently in an interview, Chris Hemsworth, the guy who's played Thor for, you know, ever, recently said that he can't forgive himself for Thor Love and Thunder. The most recent Thor movie, he said that he got caught up in the improv and the wackiness. I became a parody of myself and I didn't stick the landing. So he's completely ashamed of everything about that movie, apparently.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
I haven't seen it.
It's not terrible. It gets more hate than it deserves.
Not many people are fans of the new Marvel. It's probably a big reason as well.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Some more Fallout news. Fallout. You got excited.
Yeah.
So, Fallout the TV show is now the second most viewed debut in Prime Video history. Within 16 days of its April 10th premiere, it became the most watched title, or the second most watched title in Prime Video history, with 65 million viewers, and it was renewed for a second season. So,
yes,
everyone that loved that,
I enjoyed
gets
it.
To see more of it. But yeah, so it's become insanely popular. It's become insanely popular, and it's even drawing attention back to the games, with like Fallout 4 having just on Steam, that's not even including console, like a 130,000 people playing, like, every day. Like, it's crazy.
I've never played Fallout, but the show makes me want to play it.
Just don't play Fallout 76, whatever you do.
I've heard it's not good.
It's awful.
I'd play 4, probably.
4's fine. It's more gameplay than story, but...
Which one do you recommend?
I mean, I'm a New Vegas guy, but not everyone's a New... But most people are Fallout 3. I don't know. I'm a New Vegas guy, so deal with it, people. So I think the biggest news recently is something we can't hold off anymore talking about, or at least I can't, is the great rap war right now. Drake and Kendrick Lamar have been going at it, punch after punch after punch after punch after punch. So, you know, Kendrick dropped an obscure line in a song he was featured on, and then it started a whole war where Drake released a whole diss track, and then Kendrick released the diss track. Then he released, like, 3 more, then Drake released, like, 2 more. Like, it's been ridiculous. And,
getting out of hands.
I mean, and, dude, it's not even, like, it's just... At first, it was, like... Haha, Kendrick, you're short. But now it's like, just insane. Like, it's Kendrick's like, yeah, you abandoned an 11-year-old girl or your 11-year-old daughter or something like that. And it's like, you have questionable relationships with underage girls. And it's like, bro, what is going on right now? But like, with that whole situation of like the, you know, questionable relationship stuff. I love how Drake's last diss track wasn't even a diss track on Kendrick Lamar. It was just him saying, nuh-uh. He was like, no, that's not me. I didn't do that. You're wrong.
Where did you get your information from, sir?
Because there's been jokes about him and Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown for years now because they're good friends. But like,
yeah.
But, like, in the song, or in the most recent song, Drake is like, yeah, no, we're just friends. And everyone's like, Kendrick didn't even bring her up in any of the songs. Like, that was all you.
Oh.
Like, that's so suspicious. So.
That's a little silly right there.
Indeed. A little silly.
A little silly goofy.
But now, Drake's most recent diss track has more dislikes than likes on YouTube, so it's, and everyone is on Kendrick's side, so it's safe to say Drake has lost this, thank God, because I love Kendrick Lamar, and I hate Drake more than anything. But like...
Landon, thoughts?
I really haven't been paying attention to it, so I don't really have anything else to really say about it, other than I think it's just silly. I think it's really silly. So you're both professional rappers. You guys just want to just beef it out, you know, go track for track, word for word, bar for bar, making music. I understand it, but I mean, all right, it is what it is. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in one of the songs, Kendrick said something about sweet chin music, which is Shawn Michaels from WWE's iconic finisher, you know, the name of the super kick. And Shawn Michaels replied to that and was like, hey, if both of y'all come down, because he runs NXT for WWE, and he's like, hey, if you guys want to come down to NXT, I can set something up for you.
Oh.
And hey. I mean.
That would be so fun.
Drake versus Kendrick Lamar, WWE match.
Make it happen. WrestleMania 41 in Las Vegas. Oh, WrestleMania 41 is happening in Las Vegas. That was pretty big news. And the theme is no longer a Weeknd song, because it's been a Weeknd song for the past like 3-4 years. And now it's Fiend by Travis Scott from the Utopia album. So that's pretty cool.
Sweet.
And just fans about the whole rap thing are going crazy. I mean, on Google Maps, Drake's house is marked as Kendrick's house. Like,
what?
Yeah, or like, and I don't know. It's absolute ridiculousness out there. We'll see if that develops anymore. Because, I mean, Drake dropped and then Kendrick dropped like 2 tracks like 20 minutes later. Like, dude's going crazy.
He's popping off.
He's popping off. It is wild.
That's a quote, Lorelai. That is a quote right
He's
there.
He's popping off.
I've never heard her say that. Never.
I've said it before. Have I?
I don't know.
Probably not on here.
Not on here.
But hey, there's a first for everything, right? So.
A sentence has never been spoken on the 411.
Okay. So the Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling came out on Friday.
Right. Is that the movie? I'm trying to think. That's the stunt man.
Yeah.
That's the movie I'm talking about. Oh yeah, it looked really good.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it, but it actually, from the opening weekend, it underperformed at the box office. Oof. I think it only brought in like $28 million when it's like the biggest movie in the box office right now. So
I don't know. I think it's kind of tough to make a movie on a stuntman. I've never really seen a movie on a stuntman before. Well, but
and plus it's a, you know,
it's a comedy / love / action movie.
And plus it's like an independent film. It's not an IP, and those are pretty hard to make big money off of. Yeah. But but what I was actually going to say is Ryan Gosling and Mikey Day from SNL revisited their SNL characters, and they, for the Fall Guy premiere, you know, pretty big movie for Ryan Gosling. This is probably one of his more publicized main roles. And he goes to the premiere with Mikey Day dressed up as Beavis and Butthead.
That is amazing.
Well, it's because they played Beavis and Butthead in an SNL skit.
That's pretty good.
And yeah, they reprised their roles, stuck to each other the whole night. And Mikey Day had like fake teeth in there, and it was very interesting, to say the least.
I need to see a picture of this now.
Oh, it's something. What? Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's definitely a word for it. Out of all of the words to describe that picture, that is for sure one of them.
That is something Ryan Gosling would do.
I mean, clearly, because he did. Yeah. All right, so recently Airbnb introduced a new category called Icons, featuring extraordinary experiences hosted by prominent figures in entertainment and other fields.
What? What does that mean?
No, so you pay a lot of money and you get to stay in iconic houses. Like, they made a replica Up House, like with the balloons and everything.
Okay.
And part of the experience is they bring the whole house up on a crane and like put it up in the air so that you can is it that funny?
Yeah. Like, why?
She looks like she's about to cry.
Why are you,
Lorelai, are you okay?
Why are you going so,
what's happening?
What?
Hey, what? You are listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. This is the 411, and you are currently listening to Lorelai burst in tears over a house, like in the movie Up, that is lifted up on a crane.
Hey, I got a great sales pitch for you guys.
Oh, great. I'm so nervous.
I got a great sales pitch for you guys.
Oh, brother.
My mute button.
We're gonna do a new type of Airbnb. Airbnb. There we go.
Airbnb.
I can speak, guys. And we're gonna make iconic houses. And one of them will be the Up House. And we're gonna attach balloons to it. And then we're gonna put it on a forklift. And raise you in the sky as if you're floating to the falls.
Yeah, that's the premise, yep. But, they're not real balloons, obviously. They're, like, you know, just, you know, like, plastic, like, solid balloons or something, but...
Who goes, oh, that's a great idea. People will love being lifted up in the sky with a forklift.
Well, I would love that. It's not a forklift. No. It's just it's a big old crane.
Yeah.
It's in the air.
Yeah, like it's very high in the air.
I mean, there are big... I mean, if you're a big Disney buff, like, the Up House is so iconic. Like, that's a great movie.
It's iconic, but I could not trust... myself to be in a house that's being lifted by a crane.
The
Up House.
Well, it's not like you're controlling the crane.
I mean,
that's what scares me.
There's.
But how do you not?
I don't trust the crane operator. What if the line?
Okay, because you said that you don't trust yourself.
Oh, sorry.
And now you don't trust the crane operator.
Sorry.
There's plenty of other houses. I mean, it's not just the Up House.
Yeah, there's.
Who knows, that's a good idea. Like, just leave the Up House on the ground.
You can stay in Princess Purple Rain House.
See, look.
The X-Men's mansion.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
The ropes can snap when you're up in
gaming
the sky.
Gaming with TikTok sensation Cobby Lame. Partying with Kevin Hart or joining a living room session with Doja Cat. So apparently...
I'm partying with Kevin Hart.
This Icons thing, like, you also can stay with celebrities.
That just seems like a bad idea.
I was going to say, that seems like a safety issue.
Yeah, like... You can rent it and be like, guess what? It's no longer time for Kevin Hart.
No, honestly, like, if there's an Airbnb of the Millennium Falcon, I would definitely
stay. That would be sick.
That'd be awesome. I'd definitely stay.
I've been in the Millennium Falcon in Disney World.
Awesome.
Yeah. It didn't go up in the sky, though. So there was no crane attached to
it. Okay, yeah, we're just going to move past that.
Yeah,
so,
all right, Miles.
So, boxer Ryan Garcia pulled off the impossible last month. Or not the impossible, but it was a surprise win. Very surprise win over Devin Haney. Knocked him out. But he tested positive for banned performance-enhancing drugs the day before and the day after. And it was anabolic agent Osterine. So the day before and the day after he tested positive for these PEDs, he has 5 days left to request that his B sample be tested. If confirmed, it would likely result in a suspension and the overturning of the result of the fight to a no contest on both fighters' records. Garcia has since denied taking any substances. So that just sucks. I mean, this dude had such a surprise win, and now it's getting taken away from him because he was stupid. And
that's what you get for being stupid.
Exactly. And he's a great boxer, like, normally, too. In Buenos Aires.
Argentina?
Yes. As if I introduced the person.
Yeah.
So a 60-year-old woman won Miss Universe Buenos Aires in 2024, proving age is just a number. I bet Drake really enjoys that sentence. But she does not look 60, like, in the slightest. She looks like she's in, like, her 30s at the most.
No, she does not look 60. That, no.
No, she,
yeah. She looks pretty.
She does not look 60. Alejandra Marisa Rodriguez was the person that won. And apparently the Miss Universe organization removed the age limit in 2023. So right after they did that, boom, 60-year-old woman wins. So yeah, good for her, man. All right, so what are we done? Are
I'm
we
not even clapping anymore.
Are we done, Lorelai? Are we done?
I'm not. It's just.
Okay, so Joshua Dean, a whistleblower at Boeing who raised concerns about manufacturing defects in the Boeing 737 MAX, has passed away after a brief illness, marking the second Boeing whistleblower death this year. So essentially, people that file safety complaints against Boeing don't have the best track record this year.
Oh.
Is there an underlying conspiracy?
Probably just coincidence.
Yeah, probably just coincidence. But, you know, is there an underlying conspiracy? You never know.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum,
bum. We need sound effects.
Is there a bum bum bum?
I think so on the game keys.
Is there a bum a bum
go
bum?
Go to the
bum?
Index.
Is there a, we need a bum bum bum? Where's the bum bum bum?
It's bum, the final answer, I think.
Bum bum bum.
Which one is it?
That wasn't it.
We don't have a bum bum bum.
Oh, come on.
That worked well enough.
That's lame.
We can make a bum bum bum.
Dusty Rhodes. What is that? I'll look at that later. Sorry. Wrestling on the brain now. So after the disappointing...
Sorry. I had a yawn.
That was weird. After the disappointing season from the Los Angeles Lakers, they fired their head coach, Darvin Ham, after only two seasons in charge. And there was a clip that was going viral where someone was recording at ringside, or there was like cameras at ringside. Ringside? Oh my goodness. Courtside. Sorry. Jeez. And it got, or apparently Ham's coaching was so bad that in the playoff series against the Nuggets, LeBron James, this, you know, the second greatest of all time, it says, like, give me the board. Let me draw up the plays. Let me do it. I'll do it. And he probably would have done a way better job because. Yeah. So, yeah, they are now opening a large job search to find the right person to maximize what is probably the last chapter of LeBron James's career. So, yeah. Boo Lakers. Or not boo Lakers, but you know what I mean. So, Giancarlo Esposito, the Chicken Man, as he's known in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. Well, you know, it's... Gustavo Fring. But he's also been in a bunch of other stuff too, even as voice acting for the main villain in Far Cry 6. But now he's joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe in a mystery role that no one knows anything about. I mean, like, we have no clue what this mystery role could be. And originally he was supposed to play Charles Xavier, the professor in X-Men, but obviously that's not the case. So I guess
what are they adding to Marvel now?
I no idea. Home Skillet. Yep. So I've no idea, but we'll see what they do with that. Recently, a priest, a church priest was recently accused of spending $40,000 of church money.
Oh.
But no, that's not even the best part of it. On Candy Crush. Not even kidding. Former pastor Lawrence Kozak of St. Thomas Moore or St. Thomas Moore Parish in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, faces criminal charges for allegedly misappropriating over $214,000 of church funds, and he spent nearly $44,000 on the App Store with transactions for games like Mario Kart Go and Candy Crush. He paid off part of the parish credit card balance, sent an apology letter, and an $8,000 check to his successor. He is charged with theft and unauthorized access to a device.
So he must not be that great at Candy Crush if he needs that much money to gain more lives.
Yeah, I mean, it was also on Mario Kart Go and virtual slot machines.
Okay.
So it wasn't all on Candy Crush, maybe like...
A little bit. Probably most on the slot machines.
Probably still, like, I don't know, 10 grand, which you still really suck.
Yeah.
So.
Like, paying for Candy Crush is just sad.
Yeah. Oh, I can't speak on that. I've paid.
Sorry.
I've paid on Candy Crush and Royal Mansion.
What a priest.
Homescapes. My mom has as well.
What a priest.
What a priest, man.
Yeah, spending $40,000 of church funds on... games on the App Store. Way to go, pal.
Yeah, I mean...
He's also helping the church.
He's got to enlighten the church
on Candy Crush.
No.
Please, Lorelai. Okay. No, that's silly.
So, in case you guys are soccer fans, I'm not, but there are some soccer fans out there. I mean, a lot, but, you know, Real Madrid clinched their 36th La Liga title, which is extending their streak. So, there you go. That's all I have to say about that, because I don't know anything about anything ever. Not anything about anything ever, you know what I mean. The final, and I put that in quotation marks, because, you know, they've already made so many of them, what's stopping them from making more? The final Fast and Furious film, Fast 11, will release in 2026, and it's apparently filming sometime soon in the upcoming months. So, I guess we'll see if it's really the end. It probably won't be, because, you know, they like to milk that franchise like a dairy cow. But you know.
The franchise does well. Most places are going to milk it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what they're doing with Planet of the Apes. Okay, here's my rant on Planet of the Apes right now.
Oh, here we go.
They could have ended the trilogy right there. It was Rise, Dawn, and War. Those three phenomenal movies. Like, I'm not even kidding. Go watch them. They're amazing. They're on Hulu. But now... Oh, well, I guess I can't give it away. Well, it's in the advertising. Whatever. So, like, it has nothing to do with Caesar, the protagonist from the three movies, or his son, Cornelius. It's just some random ape. It has nothing to do with any of the first three movies. It's just this random ape. Like, it's not...
Are they gonna... make another one and try to connect it together,
maybe? No, they won't. If they're going to make another one, it's still going to have nothing to do with, like, Cornelius or Caesar. Like, it's stupid, and I'm probably still going to watch it because I'm a sucker for monkeys beating the crap out of each other. So, but, you know, it is what it is. But there's my rant on Planet of the Apes. In case anyone was wondering. Let's see. So, never mind. This was already talked about on the All Gas No Breaks radio show Monday from 7:45 to 8:30 something.
You did it, buddy. Great job, pal.
Huzzah. I was going to talk about Lando Norris, but you already talked about that. So, oopsies. We're celebrating 20 years of the Friends series finale, in case, you know, anyone was curious. Let's see. Oh, well, speaking of Planet of the Apes, recently the director of the newest one says that it's criminal that none of the Planet of the Apes movies have ever won Best Visual Effects at the Oscars, which honestly a truer statement has never been said. Like the visual effects in those movies are phenomenal. I mean, because they're all motion captured humans that they turn into monkeys.
How they do Avatar.
Yeah, like how they do Avatar, but like they have fur, so it's a lot more complicated. You know?
Fur and hair is a hard thing to animate.
That's true. That's why Assassin's Creed Valhalla, you know, Ubisoft, one of the biggest game studios in the world, and they can't make hair physics on a Viking. Like the braids on the Vikings, they're just stiff. They don't move. That game sucks.
They can do it in Zelda.
I'm gonna try
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
In Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah, but this is Ubisoft.
That's true.
And they are the worst.
It's not Nintendo. Oh, that game. The visuals in those games, it's so good. I love exploring Hyrule. Okay.
I never played it.
Wouldn't know. They're good games. I enjoy them.
Clearly. Yep. But yeah, honestly, a truer statement has never been said. Even on the old ones, like the effects were pretty well done for the time. So, but the newest ones like are really insanely good visual effects. So the Met Gala is here, and it is, you know, fashion's biggest night. And
I love watching seeing the fashion from it.
I mean, that's kind of the point of it. But yeah, so Nicki Minaj showed up, Kim Kardashian showed up, Matt Damon just wore a basic tuxedo. What a loser, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no, like everyone looks really good. You know what I'm saying? Everyone looks really good.
Was there any odd costumes, like outfits?
I mean, there's always odd. Oh, speaking of odd outfits, like Becky Lynch from the WWE at the Kentucky Derby had like this, or at the like Kentucky Derby, had this giant like satellite looking hat. It was like silver. It looked like it was a big mirror on her head, but it was like, it looked like a satellite.
Kind of like a UFO thing?
Yeah, here, okay. I'll find a picture real quickly. Becky Lynch, Kentucky Derby. Yeah. Like, this thing is craziness. Like, it's just a big old satellite on her head.
That's kind of cool looking, though.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but it's a giant mirror satellite thingy.
Well, that's interesting. Man, he nailed that. It is a big satellite on top of her head.
Yeah, and on Raw last night, Michael Cole asked her about it, and she was like, I don't know, I got it on Etsy. I thought it was pretty cool. But
that's neat.
But yeah, so fashion's biggest night from the Met Gala. A lot of people that showed up were Zendaya, Jennifer Lopez, Bad Bunny, Chris Hemsworth, Lana Del Rey, Elle Fanning, all these other people.
A lot of the big celebrities.
Gigi Hadid, Jeff Goldblum, Sydney Sweeney. Oh, Sydney Sweeney, why do you have black hair? It's probably a wig. Even Formula One driver Lewis Hamilton was there.
Wow.
F1.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes, sir. But yeah, so fashion's biggest night was last night. Madonna recently had a free Brazil, or a free concert in Brazil. And it was the final stop of her 40-year celebration tour. 1.6 million people attended the concert.
That is
1.6 million. I mean, it's just insane. You know, like, it's insane that you can have that many people in one place. Like,
she's a big artist.
How do the people in the back even, like, hear?
They probably have speakers back there.
Oh, well, yeah, but you know what I mean. Like, or
how do you hear over the people screaming?
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
But, well, that's just crazy to me. I mean, obviously, there have been bigger concerts than that, but, like, but most of those are, like, festivals, you know, like Woodstock or...
Lollapalooza.
Yeah, Lollapalooza, Coachella, wherever that iconic Queen performance was, Live Aid. Is that what it was?
Yep, Live Aid.
Like, Live Aid, that was insane. So, obviously, there are, you know, bigger crowds than that for concerts, but still, like, just to have, or, but for it to not be a festival and just a solo artist type thing is really crazy. But,
yeah.
In other news, we got a first look at David Corenswet's Superman. Because he will be making his DCU debut in the title character name Superman. I don't know why it's the same name as the character, but...
lack of creativity?
I guess. But he's going back to the classic red, you know, the red, like, trunks things.
The color scheme of how it used to be in the comics?
Yeah. But it's got, like, the Speedo-looking thing.
Okay.
You know, like, on top of the regular suit.
Yeah.
Which I don't think Henry Cavill had, but, you know, Henry Cavill, I guarantee, is the way better Superman. Because Henry Cavill, this might be controversial, is the... second best super... Actually, that's not controversial at all. Never mind. He's the second best Superman. Obviously, behind Christopher Reeve. Because Christopher Reeve is the greatest Superman of all time. And it's not even close. And no one can convince me otherwise. Anyways. So, Japan is making a technological step in our society today. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean.
Do you? Then what am I about to say? What technological advance?
I do not know
advance?
What you're about to say, but I know they're more... But they have a lot of... They advance quickly in technology.
They're, yeah, they do a lot. Can, like, we do that sometime? I feel like it's always Japan.
They have, like, robot waiters there.
Was it our turn, man? I'm kidding. We probably have made a lot of technological advancements I just haven't heard about. But, anyways... So, Japan recently revealed the world's first 6G device, and it is, and you know, like for service and Wi-Fi and all this other stuff. And
what does it look like?
Well, I don't know. There's no picture or anything, but
okay.
Collaborating telecom giants including Docomo and NTT Corporation conducted successful tests highlighting speeds achievable indoors and outdoors over 328 feet, which is pretty crazy. But they got a 100 gigabyte per second data transmission rate.
Wow.
Which is 20 times faster than 5G. Despite its promising potential for real-time communication and immersive experiences, 6G faces challenges such as signal disruption and infrastructure overhaul, indicating a long road before commercial viability. So we're not going to get it for a while, which, I mean, makes sense because, you know, it's...
That's something hard to make.
Yeah. So we're not going to see it for a while. That's understandable. But, you know...
It's cool that they've developed something to where they can have... They have the opportunity to do it now, though.
Yeah, I mean... 100 gigabytes per second is
That's
just ridiculous.
Wild.
Like, that means I could, like, download Call of Duty in, like, 3 hours instead of 10. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
The joke is Call of Duty takes up way too much space. That's why I don't get it anymore. Here's my rant on Call of Duty. We're going to have multiple rants today. Is awful. Call of Duty right now is awful. It is the same game with a new coat of paint. It's suffering the same thing as Ubisoft. They focus way too much on selling battle passes and, you know, in-game purchases.
That's a lot of games nowadays as well, because they just want the money.
Yeah, so, like, they don't focus on the they don't focus on the campaigns. So the campaigns are always boring, and there's and the multiplayer is always under, like, under-packed with content. Like, you have no new game modes, no exciting new weapons, nothing, nothing, nothing. It's just Warzone will get a new map every couple months and, like, maybe a new weapon, and you can, like, play as Nicki Minaj now. Like, who cares?
They're kind of, ever since Fortnite came out, every other game is trying to do what they do.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's just because that made so much money. But, like, yeah, even before Fortnite, I mean, these companies have, like Ubisoft or Blizzard, have been doing in-game purchases for frickin' ever. Like, Overwatch, like, you can't, like, Overwatch is ridiculous. Every Ubisoft game, like, they have in-app purchases in Call of, or in Assassin's Creed. Like, Assassin's Creed doesn't need that. I mean, it's like, you pay, like, $2 to get something that you can get in 3 seconds.
Yeah. You pay for the game, you pay for the DLC. That's what it should be.
Yeah, but, like, even the DLC is, like, an hour. Like, you're paying, like, full game prices for, like, an hour. It's dumb.
Yeah.
And, like, recently, oh, actually, this is some good news right here. Escape from Tarkov, which has been a game that's in beta for 7 years, because, you know, very small studio, they've been just trying to release it. For its full release, they were selling this limited edition called the Edge of Darkness limited edition version of the game, whatever.
Yes.
So it came with a bunch of stuff, but then
oh, Trey has something to say.
But then they came out with a different version of the game that was $250. $250. And you don't even get to play there were different modes that only those people could play, and the people that played for, or that paid for the, you know, the limited edition, whatever, whatever, only get, or they were like, okay, yeah, we'll let you play it, but only for 6 months.
Oh. I jump in, play.
I'll jump in. I play Tarkov. Are you angry about the the $250 price point? But,
oh, I'm scared. Oh, he wants to be put on mic 4.
Oh, he wants to.
We don't have time.
Yeah, we've got less than a minute.
Yeah, Trey, we can talk about it afterwards, Trey.
Yeah, we'll discuss it at some other point. But that's going to do it for our show here today. But yeah, so Escape from Tarkov, money-hungry people, and next up is Temperature by Sean Paul here on East Giant 90.9, your station for variety.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.